Good morning. This is the Geyer Cook Report for November 14th. Kelvin has been called away and won't be in Residence Day. His name will be in the titles, though. So he's kind of here, but he's not here. And today on the Geyer Cook Report Happy Monday edition, where we normally refresh the routine, and this is probably going to be a little bit about that, is that we're going to cover creating goals for your website with Google Analytics. Sometimes monitoring your goals are best monitored with a custom dashboard. We're going to touch on that just a little bit. So when you go into looking at Google Analytics, okay, the first thing you want to consider is the features that are available there and whether or not you need a great big piece of Google Analytics or just a small free one. And the way to know that the best is you look through this link here, the first link that's in the show notes, which is always, you go to the link there in the text, the geyercookreport.podbean.com. That'll link you to the show notes and you can follow along and have the links that we're going to talk about. Under features, data collection and management, data analysis, visualization and reporting, all the subheadings there, data activation, learn more about analytics. This is the one that I touched on in the text in the show notes, which will look like this. And that link there at the bottom is going to be the one that I talked about here. Download the analytics product overview for publishers. And that's the one that looks like this, this bottom one right here. Get that Analytics 360 product overview. And if your client is, for lack of a better way of saying it, big enough that you need to have that much of an analytics tool, then Analytics 360 is something that you want to be aware of and know how it works. Now, I talked a bit about, we're going to look at how to compare the two. Do you really need to have the great big one? If you click on that link, compare, like I just did, then you can choose the best solution for your business by simply looking at the features that are available from Google Analytics, most people use, or Google Analytics 360. Maybe you've got someone that has a little bit more to get done. And where it really gets into separating the two out is when you look at things like the features that are offered, whether it's going to work with what's called Google BigQuery. And if you're not sure what that is, you'll have to Google it and find out, because I don't have a sermon, thank God, to deliver to explain that. But you'll see that the free version, many of the features are just basic or minimal, just enough to get by. Like when you look at custom dimensions and metrics per property, the free version gives you 20 dimensions. The pay one is 200 or 10 times more. So just if the need is there, then look at that. Talk to sales about it. And Analytics 360 is going to be a part of what you do. Now, one part of what you do that doesn't cost any money, and what I talked about at the top of the show, is this. It comes under the Solutions Gallery resource. And in there, you'll find a number of things like dashboards, custom reports, and segments to really give it, even the free version, a better use, a better employment of use by yourself for your client's website or for your own websites. Some of the ones that are listed here come under the recommended heading. And you simply go to your help screen in Google Analytics and see how to add a dashboard. And then you import that data. As you can see, there's little buttons here that says import. And then you can add that feature to your dashboard in Google Analytics. So there you have it. There's those links again. Like I said, you can go to podbean.geyercook.com. You'll get the links that we talked about here. And like we always say, Remember, if it isn't tested, it doesn't work. Now, shout out time real quick. Thanks to Fraser Ramsey at Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean over there in Edinburgh, Scotland. A big thanks to Eileen Smith for telling us about Screencast-O-Matic and it's being employed right now to give us our look that we have in full screen. The turn off the stop sharing feature, and we should now be back on the screen. And at that time, I will say, look up here on the top. There'll be a graphic there, what Friends Just Chatting Facebook group looks like. That's Kelvin's started that group of Friends Just Chatting. And that's what they do. They talk about this and that and the other thing. Be sure to follow us on the YouTube channel. There's a link in the show notes there for Stitcher, for Spreaker, and a number of other links where we're participating. Follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And of course, at this point, I would say, Kelvin, have I forgotten anything? Well, we'll only find out if we end the show. And I can do that. Be sure to join us on firetalk.com. And I can only do that if I say those three magic words. It's a wrap.